I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Ron Bloomberg. He is co-director of the play Other People's Money, which is opening on June 14th at 8 in the evening. And actually, that's tonight. And that's the sneak preview. And then there's a gala reception tomorrow evening, and it goes through the 1st of July. And Debriana Mancini, who is an actor in this play and also one of KSFR's own news staff, welcome to the Radio Cafe. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Shaw. Thanks for inviting us, you know.
It's always good to have you.
Well, you know, years ago they wouldn't let me in here, but she arranged it. I'm delighted.
What, because you weren't on a leash?
Yes.
We've trained him since.
So this play, Other People's Money by Jerry Stirner, is from, what, over 20 years ago? Mm-hmm. And it's as current as it could possibly be. What's it about?
Well, this is a play that I would read religiously every year because I love the dialogue. It's smart. It's very sophisticated. It has something to say. And it's about a character called Larry the Liquidator, one of the great characters in theater. It's a wonderful role for an actor.
Yeah.
And he is a vulture capitalist. He's private equity firm he has. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't exactly equate it with Romney, but Romney has Bain Capital. So this kind of makes this very current, you know. These are firms that take over companies and sell off assets and fire the people and somehow walk away with $12 million. So it's a story that has to do with a owner of a wire and cable company in New England, Jorgensen, who's had it for years, and it's very devoted to his employees and doesn't want to lose the company. But Larry the Liquidator comes in and, by accumulating the stock, tries to get this company from him. So that's the major battle. And Debriana plays a high-powered lawyer, and she is high-powered.
And I'm not sure that was the best.
And she goes right up against Larry the Liquidator.
I do.
This is like a black comedy, only this. It's comedy, it's drama, there's a quirky romance, it's really an interesting play.
And there's a lot of relationship issues between my character, Kate, and her mother, and this company, and Jorgensen, and the struggle between doing what's right by yourself and for so many people. We tend to forget, and this play reminded me, actually, that shareholders are people, too. There are so many people involved, and we tend to label people like, you know, giving people the name of aliens, for instance, instead of calling them immigrants. When you label people certain things, you tend to forget their humanity is involved. And what I enjoy so much about this play is that it opens a dialogue about both sides or all sides of an issue. There are many sides. This is complicated stuff that we're going through as a country, and obviously still going through. This is, you know, was written, as Ron said, many years ago.
Well, the late 80s when it came on, and it won the best off-Broadway play of the year, and then it was later made into a movie many people saw with Gregory Peck and Danny DeVito. So, but I think the play is much stronger than the movie. And I think the people here in Santa Fe who come to see this are going to see a very special production, very special. Not only is it timely, but for the fates have intervened, and we've got a cast that is incredible.
What do you mean the fates have intervened?
Well, I'll tell you one thing about this lady. She just joined us, like, what, 10 days ago?
I think so, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you kind of read the synopsis, so you know she has a huge part.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, 2 days she had the script, she came in, she was off book on the first act. We couldn't believe it.
This is what amazes me about actors, is you are able not only to act, but to memorize vast amounts of material word for word.
Yeah, yeah, she does it.
I'm not one of those actors, though, that can, like, 6 months from now, I'm probably not going to be able to recite a word of it. It all goes in, it sticks, it's part of the character and who I am during the time frame that I'm portraying it, and then I let it go, and I'm always in awe of people that can, like, spout Shakespeare when they've done it, like, decades later.
Well, our cast is in awe of you, lady, I'll tell you, because it was remarkable to see.
Who's playing Larry the Liquidator?
Larry the Liquidator is David McConnell, very fine local actor, really a good actor. The person playing Jorgensen is Michael Davis, and this is an interesting story, I think. Michael Davis is in Albuquerque, and I was led to him by a casting agent, and I called him. Turns out he's in his early 70s, and I said, "What's your background, Michael?" And he's been in every Broadway musical since 1950, I think, and he worked with, just the top names. And I said to him, "Michael, let me just tell you, there's very little money, if anything, in this, and you'd have to commute from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, not just performances, but rehearsals. This is not for you." And he said, "Well, I'd like to come up and meet you, Ron." I said, "All right, come up." And he came up and he read, and he loved the role.
He's
amazing. Santa Fe is going to see an actor that they've never seen here, and isn't he really something?
Astonishing.
Now, let's get back to the theme of the play. I think what's so interesting about this is, on some level, it seems like it's one-sided. Like, there have been so many examples of people who come in, do hostile takeovers, as they're called, of companies, mm-hmm. and basically destroy the value that company is producing, in the sense that a company makes product A, and these people come in, sell all the means of production, so to speak, fire all the people, and that product is no longer being made. The value that product had on the market ceases to exist. A lot of people are out of jobs, and everybody else goes home. The very few people go home with some assets and buy fast cars
mm-hmm.
and drive up the price of real estate and things that also don't benefit anybody else. I mean, what's the other side?
Well, this is an interesting play, because there are two speeches at the end of this play that are Broadway legends.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway legends are made of these two speeches. If the people come late, if they only see the two speeches, they'll really have an evening of enjoyment,
yeah.
because they're powerful speeches. And the first one is Jorgensen, who gets up and gives that side of the story of the company and the employees. And I won't spoil the ending, but there's another side to this.
Yes, there is.
As you're indicating. And
and to me, that is the really compelling reason to see this play.
By the way, I just want to mention the other people in the cast. Michael Davis, Jennifer Graves, David McConnell, Jason Adams. And these are all very good people. And I am co-directing this with Barry Hazen, who's a very fine director.
And what's it like to co-direct?
Well, he's lying in a ditch somewhere now. No. It's worked out fine, because when I wanted to pitch this idea to the Playhouse, Santa Fe Playhouse, and see if they bring the play in. And I asked Barry if he had heard of the play, and he said, "I love that play." I said, "You're co-directing with me." And we have the reason I think it works for us is we see the play in the same light. And so he's done more yeoman work than I have. He's staged it. He's blocked it. I'm more involved in performance of the actors. And this group is so good that I have very little notes to give. So I've really lucked out getting Barry. And it's been a smooth ride.
We're talking about the play Other People's Money by Jerry Sterner. Now, who is Jerry Sterner, the playwright?
Well, he is, of course, the most important person in all of this. Well, the writer is always the most important person in all this.
Spoken like a writer.
But, you know, I've been on your show a lot talking about my plays and plays that I've written. And this is great for me, because I can talk about someone else's play. And this is a playwright who I admire immensely. Other People's Money, he was originally a businessman. He did work in the stock market, so he knew the territory very well. And he, at one point, wrote one play before this that got a limited run, and then he struck gold with Other People's Money. Jerry Sterner, unfortunately, passed away in 2001 at a young age of 62. And there's no telling what he could have gone on to write, because he certainly has the talent. One of the most interesting things to show you, I guess, a little bit about his personality is I had to read it twice when I read it, but on his grave site, they wrote, "Finally, a plot."
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just, you know, wow.
Wow.
It's for a writer.
Is that for real?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's
did he ask for that?
I'm sure he did.
That's hilarious. That
it's very funny.
It's funny. It's smart.
And it's very
irreverent.
Smart.
It's all of that.
But this play has a plot.
This play has a plot.
It definitely does.
Of course, yeah. But
it definitely does.
He's being satirical, but, you know. So I would have loved to have met him. I mean,
yeah,
you
and
know,
invited
as a writer,
him to Santa Fe.
Oh, I'd love to have had him. You know.
Now, what do you think makes this play better than the movie?
Well, first, you know the truth. The movie, DeVito was fine. Gregory Peck was fine. The female lead, I thought, was not up to par. Couldn't go face to face with Danny DeVito. Didn't have the weight. Didn't have the presence. Debriano, on the other hand.
Debriano.
Really?
By the way, getting Debriano, the reason I didn't cast her first is because I thought I'd never be able to get her. You know, she's busy. How many things have you done this year so far? Well,
I worked on a couple of series, one which shall not be named, and Longmire recently. So, you know, I've been auditioning and working a lot this year, and which was another reason why I couldn't even audition because I wasn't here.
I tracked her down in L.A. and I said, "We need you. We'll give you a trailer. We'll give you makeup, whatever you want.
Trailer.
Get here." Yes.
He did. It was funny. I was actually away when he contacted me, and I was like, "Oh my God, okay, can I put my head down and just do this?" And I'm really glad that it came up that way for me.
What goes, Debriana, into creating a character like your tough lawyer?
Like my tough lawyer. Well, in creating any character, you have to find, for myself anyway, I have to find threads of commonality, things I can relate to. What are the things that I don't relate to? And then find ways to relate to them so that the person that I'm playing becomes me and I become her. So it's a process. It's a process of, and then the process of integrating the relationships of who I'm involved in and who I may have been involved in that you don't see that come to the fore when I'm confronted with a situation like this one.
Now, do you end up in the play, is there a romantic tension between you and Larry the Liquidator, between your character?
I don't know. I want to really... There could be.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's subtle, but it's there. By the way, I also want to mention the set is beyond belief. Chadney Everett did that, and Skip Rappaport did the lighting. So it's a real professional system we have here.
I think sometimes you can really tell when a play has been made into a movie. I mean, it's not just like I haven't seen the Danny DeVito film, but sometimes, I mean, plays take place in a few spaces, mm-hmm. often indoors, and that doesn't always translate very well into the movie context.
Absolutely right. I mean, of course, on the other hand, that's a big advantage to someone to be able to open it up and to go to different places, you would think. But most often, plays don't transfer well, I don't think.
I'm trying to think of one offhand that really did, but...
Well, Streetcar.
I was just going to say Streetcar. Yeah. But
because of Brandon.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I saw that movie when it came out in the theater, and it leveled me. It crushed me under its heel.
Oh, you know what they did in that movie that they did not do in the play? David Mamet wrote a part for Alec Baldwin to come out in the opening and just, you know, rail at these guys who were sales guys. And they didn't have that in the play.
Well, and I think that's what has to happen. You have to be able to create something different for a film than you do. They're very different mediums, as we all know.
So can I just... become a little hustler and say, everyone listening to this should go see this play.
Okay, well, the sneak preview is tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And the gala reception and opening night is tomorrow, Friday, June 15th at 7 o'clock. And the play runs through the 1st of July. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sundays at 2 o'clock. And the number at the Santa Fe Playhouse is 988-4262. A small, wonderful theater, a great place to see plays. Every seat is good. Ron Blumberg, co-director, Debriana Mancini, Other People's Money. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Larry Sherman.